You're listening to Senior Stories, the voices of the class of 2020. This podcast was recorded virtually with limited internet connectivity during the COVID-19 global pandemic. We apologize for the effect on the quality of the sound. This interview was conducted by Nicholas Lampietti, class of 2021. Can you tell me your full name and where home is for you?
Okay, so I'm Ethan Rainier Pardee, and I'm from Dover, Delaware.
Okay, so right around the corner from St. Andrews.
Oh, yeah.
That's really cool. What was it like being so close? Or I don't know if so close, but you know, I guess, did you know you wanted to go to St. Andrews? Was that like something that...
Well, I went to St. Anne's, so that's, it's like right down the road, so... I always knew about it, and then actually my dad and my aunt both went there, so I always knew a little bit about it, and then, I don't know, I just toured it, and I liked it, so I thought, why not, you know?
That's so cool. That's awesome. So, how are you feeling right now about everything that's happening?
I don't know, I'm kind of relaxed about it. It's kind of nice just to be home for once for a long period of time, but also, it's weird not being able to be with all your friends that you spend all your time with. Because, when I'm at school, it's like, I'm a person that values alone time. So I'm like always looking forward to like having alone time. And then now that I'm having a lot of it, I'm starting to miss what I had at school with like people constantly in my room and just interacting with all my friends. So yeah, it's kind of weird being away from it for so long, but I can kind of appreciate it at the same time.
It's a really positive attitude.
Yeah.
Like good outlook, because this is a hard, being away from your, it's painful. I can't even imagine what it feels like. Anyway, it sounds like you've got a really great positive outlook though. So you're staying happy. So what brings you the most joy?
For me, I'm kind of like a sports nerd. Like I watch a lot of football. I started watching a lot of soccer recently. And I watch a lot of baseball, basketball, pretty much everything. And then I look at a lot of like statistics and stuff. Like I'm huge into that. But yeah, sports for me, both playing and watching, pretty much what brings me the most joy.
That's awesome. And do you have a favorite sport? Like if you're a sports person, it's hard to like pick one sport. But if you like had to, like what would your ideal Sunday evening be or Sunday afternoon sports-wise?
Pretty much growing up, my Sunday afternoons would be like, it's not at all a good idea, but blow off all the homework, put up every single NFL football game on every Sunday afternoon, and get like a bunch of Buffalo Wild Wings and just like sit and watch games all day. So that was pretty much before I came to St. Andrews, that's what I did every single Sunday. So,
and was that like a huge adjustment then? Or did you continue that at St. Andrews?
I try to, but it's hard being so busy and with chapel and then trying to get food after chapel. But for the most part, yes, I stuck to it. But again, it's like it's kind of hard to be as into it when you have so much going on. But yeah, I was definitely into it at St. Andrews too.
That's great. So can you tell me about a moment in your life that you think is sort of particularly important to who you are? Yeah, and shaped who you are. And it doesn't have to be like some earth-shatteringly huge moment. It can come anytime in your life, and it can just sort of be, a memory, and you were like, hey, that's important to who I am.
Yeah. During my junior year, I like old stuff. So there came a time during junior year where I was like, I was just so stressed, like I couldn't really take it anymore. So I started talking to Wiz and to my parents. And then it got to the point where I took a mental health leave for, I think it's probably about 2 months. So during that time, I was told just to work on myself and just like focus on what makes me happy. So I was told to every day listen to music, exercise, and read. So I spent a lot of that time like reading ESPN articles, sports articles. I didn't read too many books, but I tried to when I could. I listened to plenty of music, and I was out playing basketball every single day. But during that time, it was difficult because I knew so much was going on at school. I mean, I missed a whole lot of chunk of my junior year, but it was great because the entire time I was gone, all my friends were like letting me, like texting me, asking me if I was okay, like how everything was going. So that was really kind of eye-opening for me, like the type of connections I had at St. Andrews, that they would really, really care about me that much just to check in on me and let me know or ask how I was doing. And then even coming back, I thought it would be, when I knew it was time to go back, I was really worried that people were going to be like, oh, like what's wrong with you? Like, why are you gone so long? But it was kind of a smooth transition back into things because everyone was just so welcoming and excited that I was back. So yeah, that was definitely like one of the more eye-opening moments for me for St. Andrews, just coming back and seeing how accepting everyone was. So,
absolutely. Yeah. That's an incredible, incredible experience wow. So what was it like? I mean, just, you know, you obviously were in a difficult situation and then you left. Yeah. What was sort of going through your head? Like, was it a really hard decision to leave? You know?
Yeah, it was a really difficult decision to make just because I knew that'd be kind of an awkward situation, but I knew it was a decision that I had to make because I knew this was junior fall. So I knew things were only going to get more stressful and I just needed to figure out how to be more efficient and how to manage my anxiety better. So I think that time was essential for me because I think if I didn't take that time, I might not have been able to finish out at St. Andrews just with how much stress I had. So that was definitely, it was the hardest decision I had to make at St. Andrews, but it was also the best decision that I had to make.
Completely, completely. And why do you think you were so stressed all the time?
I guess like for me growing up, it took a lot longer for me to do homework and stuff because I always wanted things done a certain way. And if it wasn't done that way, I would spend way, way too much time doing it.
I can totally 100% connect to that.
And so at St. Andrews, it's like the workload, freshman and sophomore year, it was manageable. But then once you get into junior year, it's like a whole new world. It started getting to be a little bit too much for me to juggle between. That was also during soccer season. So I was trying to juggle soccer. I was trying to juggle community service. I was trying to juggle like all these things at one time. And for me, it was just all so much that I just sort of blew up. I couldn't really maintain it all, I guess. But I guess that's what made me so stressed. And it was just, it seemed like I had so much to do in so little time. So.
No, I mean, that really, really resonates with me. Yeah. Because I've been there. I like, you know, it takes me a really long time to do readings and to do the homework. I like it done a certain way. And how I learn it is I take longer. I mean, I have to do it that way in order for me to really understand. And I've definitely been there. I mean, like, there's just so much and you're like, how can I possibly make it through the next 5 minutes?
Right.
There's so many thoughts in your head. Anyway, you know, what you're talking about really, really resonates with me. So moving back to St. Andrews, what are some of your favorite St. Andrews memories?
It's hard to think about it. I mean, it's mostly for me, it's not about specific memories. It's about specific people. When I think of times at St. Andrews, I just always think about the moments that I spent with, like, specifically the seniors on our dorm on Sherwood. I mean, it's just all those times, like whenever I think of St. Andrews, those are the moments that come to mind. And those are likely the moments that I'll remember in 20 years or so. And even through this entire coronavirus thing, it's those guys that are reaching out to me and trying to maintain that friendship. And we're trying to put together stuff to see each other every single year. So yeah, for me, it's not really about, a lot of people would say like the square dance or like specific St. Andrews moments. But for me, those kind of like take a back seat because those are like reasons to see the people. But for me, it's mostly just about being around the people that I've met there. So yeah, that's what I would say.
Absolutely. I mean, 100%, those are the most important. So now feels like a good time to ask, who in your life do you feel particularly connected to and are grateful for, and why? And you can list as many people from as many times in your life as you want.
So for me, I mean, pretty much, obviously, my entire life, it's been my parents that have been supporting me. Again, like through that mental health leave, they were both great through that. They were both super understanding. My mom, this was before I had my full license, so my mom drove me to like all my appointments and stuff. My dad was always there, and my brother. So definitely my mom, my dad, and my brother. And then also growing up, I had all sorts of soccer coaches that were there for me. They were always super supportive. And always pushed me to do the best that I could. And I mean, they always told me that if you finish a game and you think back and you think of how much more you could have done, then you're doing something wrong. So definitely most of my role models have been my family and my soccer coaches. Then going to St. Andrews, the people that come to mind are, I had a bunch of teachers that were super understanding during that whole situation. My advisor, Mr. Carroll, he was always great about reaching out to me and asking me how I was doing, checking in on me. So he was a really valuable ally to me. He was always there for me throughout the whole thing. And then the seniors on Sherwood being Eli, Zach, Spencer, Kareem, Stephen Ding as well. All those guys have always been so good to me and have always been there for me and always checking in on me. So, and there are so many more that I'm not even thinking of. But yeah, like a lot of, I mean, mostly it's mostly the guys. I mean, the girls reach out to me too, but there are just so many guys, like the bonding on guys' dorm. There's just something about it that they always reach out to you and check on how you're doing. So,
of course, I mean, it is something really special. Do you have maybe like a favorite late night memory on dorm, where you and some people stayed up and you did something, you know, really fun?
Yeah, I would definitely say, so sophomore year, I was in a quad with Zach Tall, Stephen Ding, and Kareem Dar, and we would just, like, do some of the dumbest stuff, and, like, we would have Larry Phillips come from next door, and we'd have all kinds of seniors come in our room. We'd have, like, Mr. Duffy would come in, and he would just, like, make Stephen vacuum, because we'd be, like, getting on him to vacuum, and he said he did it, but Duffy knew he was full of it, so Duffy made him do it. And yeah, we had all kinds of funny memories there. Like, I think Mr. Carroll came in one night and tried to eat like the super spicy ramen that we had. Actually, another memory, I don't know why this just came to mind, but freshman year, there was some, I think it was Pond Day maybe, I went and picked peppers with Mr. McAuliffe. And I learned that the garden actually had like these super, super hot peppers. And so I went out and picked all the super hot peppers that he said that Sage doesn't even use because they're too hot. And so we had like a challenge going around dorm to see who could eat it. And it would ruin kids. I mean, it would like ruin their day. And I mean, people would pretend to eat it and like pretend that it wasn't spicy at all to get other kids to eat it. And it were like some of the funniest moments on dorm. Like,
wow, like,
not the smartest decisions we made, but it was definitely funny. So
pepper eating, spicy, yeah. Pepper eating, that's hilarious. Oh, yeah. That's awesome. Do you have any major regrets? I mean, if you could turn back time and redo anything in your life, what would it be? It doesn't have to be some huge moment. It could be like, I wish I ate more healthy food in middle school. It could be something small like that.
Yeah, for me, I've always been like super shy, and it's like kind of hard for me to like go out of my comfort zone. So I'd say if my major regret, I mean, specifically at St. Andrews, because I feel like I was different in middle school. Middle school, it was kind of like I was more willing to talk to people, but going to St. Andrews, I guess I was so afraid of what people would think about me initially, because it was an all new place, all new people, that I kind of like sheltered myself off from the community initially. So I'd say my biggest regret was like not being more involved socially right off the bat. Cause I feel like I've had my group of friends since freshman year, but I really didn't start making a whole lot of new friends until around junior year. So I wish freshman, sophomore year, I would have pushed myself a little bit more to go out and make as many friends as I could. So,
yeah, I mean, that's really good. Really good advice. Really good to know. Mm-hmm. So we're nearing the end. Irrespective of coronavirus, what does the future hold for you? What are you really excited about? Is there anything you're scared? You're like, I don't know about this. I'm nervous about it. I mean, talk to me about the future. And that's like, that can be future in a year. That can be future in 10 years. Like, talk to me about Ethan of the future.
The future, I'm just kind of looking forward to. It's kind of thinking about college. It's scary and exciting at the same time. It's like, you're excited to go to a new place, but at the same time, it is a new place. You don't know a whole lot about it. You don't know the people. So I'm definitely excited for college, but it's definitely going to be a scary experience off the start just to, again, go out of my comfort zone. But yeah, I mean, I'm just excited to move on and make new friends, but also to move on and maintain those important friendships that I made at St. Andrews and all the friendships that I have back home. So yeah, definitely in 10 years, I guess my goal would be just to have enjoyed my time, I guess, and to have as many new friends as possible, but also to put in work and just be with those friends that I've had throughout St. Andrews, that I've had throughout my entire life. So yeah, I'd say definitely just keeping in touch with the people that really matter to me the most. And that's my friends that I've had my entire life and at St. Andrews. So
100%. I mean, that's the most important, without a doubt. So other than that, is there anything you want to say to future Ethan? If you could tell him anything, what would
I guess I would just say, if you're going to do something, do it to the best of your ability. Don't hold back. No hesitation. Just go into everything. Think about all the positive possibilities and not the negative consequences. So I guess that would probably be my advice to my future self.
Great, great. That's really good advice. And anything, if you could tell St. Andrews or if you could tell a specific person, I mean, you know, is there anything you want to tell anyone? And I mean, that sounds weird. Let me rephrase it. Like, if you know, you might have a specific person in mind, or you might want to address a general group of people, but is there something that you've wanted to tell those people or that person for a long time and you haven't? Or is it just an appreciation?
I feel like I don't really have anything that I've kept at all, but I would just say I'm just super appreciative of my friends at St. Andrews, and just, I mean, even the people at St. Andrews, I might not be friends with them, but everyone impacts each other in one way or another. So I guess I mean, St. Andrews, it's unrealistic to think that every experience there has been great, but like for me, sometimes it's hard to ignore the negatives, but looking back now, I mean, I just want to appreciate everyone at St. Andrews. I mean, without them, the experience would have been, for me, largely negative, but with them, I mean, it's really been one of the most important experiences that I've ever had, and it's really largely due to those people.